Hello. It's 4:30 in the morning. It's that sort of magical time when the insects have gone quiet and the birds haven't yet started. And something has come through to share with you. What I'm going to share with you is about what Heraclitus called the hidden harmony. The possibility that there is a harmony going on, no matter how impossible that may seem. When I say impossible, when you look at the situation on the planet, you can't think that there's a harmony going on. Couldn't possibly be. How could it be when human beings are inflicting pain on another human being, torturing them until they die? How could that possibly be part of a harmony? And it could be, you know. Not obviously, but there might be something going on that you're not seeing. So I'm making this suggestion to you. Let's use you and your body as an example. If you've got something going on in your life that isn't in harmony, that you're not enjoying, we're going to take a look at that. And as an illustration, as an example, we're going to imagine that you have some viral infection. You have something happening in your body that you don't feel is appropriate, you certainly don't want. So we're going to imagine that you've got this happening in your body. What we're going to do is use a combination of things to take a look at the situation. Roberto Assagioli developed a thing called psychosynthesis. Fritz Perls developed something called Gestalt. Combining these two, we're going to take a look at what's happening with you. Assuming, let's say, you have a virus. You can do two ways of doing this. You can imagine that whatever's going on in your body is projected onto a screen. You're sitting alone in a cinema. And up on the screen, you start to see what's going on in your body. That's one way that works better for some people. Another way is to imagine that you are going to get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and so small you can now enter your body. So you're going to go into your body. Once you're in your body, you're going to sort around and see if you can find where is the virus. Having found the virus or seen it on the screen, you're going to take a look at it. You're going to take a look and see what is the size, what is the shape, what's the texture, what's the color. Is there a vibration? Is there a sound? And what's it doing there? What's actually going on? Having ascertained that, you're going to talk to the virus. Introduce yourself. Hello? I'm the person who owns the body that we're both in at the moment. And I have a few questions I'd like to ask you. I would like to ask you what you're doing here and what you're doing it for. Now you're going to become the virus. You're going to actually be the virus and you're going to answer yourself. You might be quite surprised by the answer. One thing you might find out is the virus is not visiting you. The virus actually lives there all the time. In fact, everything lives there. There's bacteria in there, there's virus in there, there are cancer cells in there, there are everything's in there. And the reason the virus becomes active is because there's an imbalance in there. And you might find that the virus, when it talks to you, starts to tell you about the things that got out of balance. And the virus is actually attempting to bring about that balance. But it's not getting any help from you. It might be that you find out that something you're doing in your life is out of balance. It's not conscious. Maybe you're being too ambitious. Maybe there's something you're not taking care of. Almost certainly, there's complaint. Absolutely certainly, you are not giving back as much as you are taking. Now, this is where the hidden harmony comes in or doesn't come in. You're out of balance. And many aspects of science are saying this now, that our illness is we're out of balance. Something is no longer in harmony. And you might start to see that you are actually responsible for this situation that's going on with you. And what we do automatically, we go against things. If it's not being the way we want it to be, we go against it. We see it as our enemy. And maybe it isn't. Maybe it isn't our enemy. Maybe it's attempting to bring balance, and by us going against it, we're actually making the situation worse. So take a look at what the virus is saying, or whatever it is that's going on in your body. Maybe it's distress of some sort. Take a look. What you might discover, hopefully, is that every action you take, every word you speak, every thought that you support is having an effect on you and everything else. Everything creates a frequency, creates a vibration, and that vibration has an effect on you, everything around you, and in fact everything in the universe. So you may discover that everything is attempting to bring things back to harmony. And by us not recognizing that and going against things, we're actually making things more uncomfortable for ourselves. We're told that everything, every action has a reaction. As you sow, so you will reap. You might find that that's true. What your mind might say at this stage is, but look at the people that are torturing. Look at the people that are acting in a way that doesn't benefit humankind. Look at the people that are being greedy and taking, and they seem to be getting away with it. Look a bit closer. Maybe they're not. Usually after they're dead, if they've been rich and famous, somebody does a biography on them. Take a look at that documentary or read about their life, and you'll find that most of these people, most of the rich and famous, were not as happy as you imagined. Look at the lives of the entertainers. How many of them were really happy, were really enjoying their lives? You'll be amazed. One way of looking at things is a bad balance, which does bring about harmony. In balance, everything in balance. And the main thing is, not so easy. Are you giving back as much as you're taking? In any form at all, are you putting back? Or are you taking more than you're putting out? No harmony, no balance. There are certain aspects of science who are saying now that illness is due to imbalance, called stress. So stress is when something isn't in balance. When it's in balance, there's no stress. It just floats there, just like a tightrope walker, just gently moving one side to the other side, just floating in balance. And most of us, most of the time, are not doing that. We are, on one level, quite aggressively going for what we want and not stopping, listening to what we need, responding to life. Just as a hypothesis, experiment with taking a look at maybe that virus isn't against you. It's trying to tell you something. Maybe that torture that's going on is trying to tell us something. Maybe everything is trying to tell us something. Everything, all the time. If we're here, if we're now, listening, being available, being open, not holding, not being attached, seeing our automatic addictions that we've built up over our life and not feeding them, just letting them fade, not against them, not against anything in any way whatsoever, especially ourselves. Sounds simple? Not so easy. The whole of life has been brought up in a different way. We've been taught in a different way. And take a look, the way we've been taught is not working. It's not working. The planet is not working. And you can work. Take some time each day. Sit quietly. Take a look at your life. As objectively as you can, as though you're somebody else, take a look at your life. Is that in balance? Is that in harmony? It could be, you know, but you might need to let changes happen. And I say let them happen. Once you see, they'll start to happen on their own. If you get out of the way and allow change. Human beings are not comfortable with change. We do like predictability. We like to be safe and secure and the same, and then we get bored. Stop. Sit quietly, preferably on your own, and take a look at your life. Talk to the virus and say, thank you very much. Sorry I've been against you. It's been a misunderstanding. Let's see if we can get back into harmony again. I'll see what I can do to bring harmony for you, which is me, which is all of us, which is the universe. I don't know how to fix everything, but I can do what I can do, and I can start with myself. And see if you can keep it as light and as playful as possible. because that heaviness, that seriousness is a contraction. And when you contract, your system can't work and its natural vibration, its natural rhythm. So a little lighter, a little more playful, a little more joyful. And keep taking a look. Not what you can take, but what you can give. Because in a way, giving is not giving. It's part of the harmony. Things are coming in. Let them flow through you and come out. Give it a try. Now. Because there isn't a future. Now. The mind often says, yes, I'll do that later, but how often does it? Now. Just sit quietly now. Maybe go to another room. And just sit. Be with yourself and all that's going on. And imagine that virus, that bacteria, that liver, that kidney, that lung, those intestines, they're all alive. They all have a consciousness of their own. And the more you drop, the more you allow, you can be with them. And give them their space so that they can vibrate at their natural frequency and come back into the hidden harmony, the peace that passeth all understanding. Bye for now.